A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there came a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all of those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No. There will not be enough for you and for us. So you better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
The liturgical calendar is coming to an end, and over these last several weeks before Advent, the lectionary gives us the great parables about the coming of the kingdom of God, one of which is this parable of the so-called wise and foolish bridesmaids. All 10 were waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom. But 5 were foolish and forgot to bring extra oil for their flagging lamps. They hurry off to buy more just as the bridegroom makes his arrival. And they miss the wedding altogether. And in my mind's eye, I can see this ancient parable made modern with 5 big-haired Texas bridesmaids stuck on the side of the highway somewhere between here and the hill country. They did their hair, they bought their gowns, but they forgot to stop and get gas. And I can just hear the words of my very dry-witted West Texas grandfather, who anytime anyone was headed anywhere would always say to us, "Remember, you can go just as far on a full tank of gas as you can on a half." That was pure, unadulterated West Texas wisdom and a pretty good word for Pledge Sunday. We can go just as far and even farther with a strong pledge as we can on a more modest one. And we can shine more light with more oil. And it takes a lot of oil to keep the lights on in this place. Utilities are costly. So is insurance. So is adequately supporting and paying a competent staff. We all know this. It takes a lot of money to afford to operate any house, and, well, the house of the Lord is no exception. Prayer at the altar is good and acceptable to God in heaven, but the bankers and the power company prefer more earthly currency. These are our realities. And you get it. I trust that you will do your part to help us not run out of oil. But let me speak this morning more to the point of why it's important that we keep our lamps lit. Because, as I say at the end of the service every single week, the world needs our light. I believe that we are called to be a beacon of light in this city. We are called to be a bright, shining lamp of God's joy and justice, Christ's hope and reconciliation, and the Holy Spirit's courage and healing love here in Fort Worth and also beyond. We are a shelter for the homeless. We're a sanctuary for the disheartened. We're a place of refuge and safety for the physically and spiritually abused. And we are a meeting house for the socially active and also appalled. The world needs our light. I truly believe that. I believe that the world needs our advocacy and our action, our mission and our ministries, the music inside of this sanctuary, and the meals that we make for those inside of our shelter. The world needs our light, and we need enough oil to let it shine. The light is meant to be shared. Don't hide your light under a bushel basket, Jesus used to say. Let it shine. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to God who is in heaven. And that is my idea of church. That God has given us a light and it is meant to be shared. It's meant to shine. As the words to the old children's song say, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine for ourselves and also for others. And I suppose that is what bothers me so much about the traditional interpretation of this text that was read this morning. There is this presumption in the traditional interpretation that everybody has to bring enough light for their own lamps. Everybody's on their own. Indeed, it is what the so-called wise bridesmaids in the story seem to think. You can detect a certain schadenfreude in their tone when they say to the foolish that there is not enough oil for them to borrow, so that they will need to then go out and buy some more for themselves. And the traditional interpretation of the story basically says, to borrow a line from Bruce Hornsby, that's just the way it is. But can I make this morning a rebuttal to the traditional interpretation? Can I go ahead and say this morning that though that may be the way that it is, it isn't necessarily the way it has or ought to be? Can I make the case this morning that contrary to what the wise in the parable think and say, there is plenty enough oil left in their lamps, and there are plenty enough lamps in their hands if they would only learn to share. Sadly, however, that's not how they see it in the story. Sadly, the fear of limited resources and the assumption that everybody has to have enough of their own oil and their own lamps means some, in the end, are left out in the cold and the dark. Is that just the way it is? Is that how it has to be? Is that how we want it to be? I have to wonder just how good of a party it really was. How good can a wedding be if half of the people invited can't even come? The whole party is affected, and the whole sense of community is lost. The music is less rich. The vibe is a little drab. A pall hangs over the party, and it's not only that five come up short and miss out on the wedding separately, it's that the 10 miss out on the wedding altogether. New Testament scholar Audrey West writes, "The fear of losing blinds the so-called wise bridesmaids to the truth that by hoarding the oil, they diminish the event." Five lamps, she writes, at full strength provide no more light than 10 lamps at half strength. But five extra people at the party would almost surely result in a more substantial celebration. Yes, they missed out on the wedding party, but also the wedding party missed out on them. And that brings me to the theme of our stewardship campaign this year. Everybody belongs. It is inspired by our new mission and vision statement that in part says, we are working for a church and world where everyone is welcome and belongs in the beloved community of God. Everyone is welcome. Everyone belongs. There is room at the party, and there is a place at the celebration. There is a place for everybody in the sanctuary. Sure. Of course, not everybody comes with enough of their own oil for their own selves. Some come up a little short. But contrary to the traditional interpretation of the text, that shouldn't mean they have to stay shut outside in the cold and the dark, and it doesn't mean that if we would learn to share. And that is what, in my mind, church is all about. Church is about sharing. It's about pulling our resources and doing something good together that we couldn't do alone or even would not want to do alone. Church is about community. It's about a youth choir and not just a bunch of soloists going together to New York City. It's about an agape meal where all receive the bread because God loves us and wants us to have it. It's about a Messiah scene where every single voice is important and would be missed if not present. Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Though Dr. Cox says if you sing something other than those, your job is to sing softly. Church is about singing together. It's about sharing together. It's about worshiping and serving and breaking bread and having a good time together. It's about celebrating the wedding of God with all of the world together. And we are working for a church and world where all are welcome and belong in the beloved community and the great wedding of God. We are working for a church and a world where there is enough oil for everybody's lamp to be lighted and to be shining brightly. And there is enough. There is enough, beloved. I've told you all more than once the story of my first Sunday here when I came in view of a call. This will not be the last time I tell this story, because it too, I think, is a kind of parable of the kingdom of God. We're here on August Sunday morning, and worship was just beginning. The voluntary started, and the acolytes began to make their way down the aisle, holding the candle lighters with their little lights flickering, when suddenly one of those lights went out altogether. I always guess it was probably the August air conditioning in here, which too costs money, let me say. But never to fear. Those young acolytes knew exactly what to do. And the one whose light had gone out turned to the one who still had the light on their candle lighter and dipped their light into the other's little flame, and it flickered back to life just as they were trained, and they marched, continuing in the procession down for the beginning of worship. And Rosemary Hammond was seated next to me, right where Pastor Jennifer is seated today. And she turned to me, and I will never, ever forget this. She turned and she whispered in my ear, "We take care of each other at Broadway." I know that the bridesmaids with the extra oil are called wise. And they are indeed wise in the way of the world. St. Paul says, "The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, for it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the world and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.'" It is good and it is prudent to have extra oil for our lamps, but it is never, ever good to hoard what we have. God's first gift to the world was the gift of light. We receive this light that God shares every single morning. And we are called to join God in sharing the light ourselves also. The world needs our light. So we share our light and our lamps and our tithes and our talents and our offerings. We share the oil of gladness that makes this place a place of love and light for everybody. We take care of each other at Broadway. And we share with each other at Broadway. And we rejoice in everybody being here at Broadway. This to me, is the true kingdom of heaven, the beloved community, and the church, where we pledge to let our lights shine, 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 not only for ourselves, but also for others. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, Amen and Amen.